From a culture where there was belief in one God that created one creation.
那你去追溯这个词根，当时想表达的意思的话，他们建立起这些大学的一个其中一个很重要的理念跟思想，就是有一个独一的神。
We all know that passage from John chapter 1. In the beginning was the Word was with God, the Word was God. All things came into being through Him.
那在约翰福音第一章里面就讲了说，太初有道，道与神同在，道就是神。那这个就是这个大学这个词里面所要体现的意思。
And the Lord Jesus was that one person.
这在约翰福音里面讲了说，耶稣基督就是那个道。
And he spoke only one creation into being.
他也讲到就是说是唯一的一个创造。
And we as Christians, we attend university to understand that one God and that one creation.
所以当时的人或者基督徒去在大学读书是为了认识神。
Now, when Joshua asked everybody if they loved Jesus to raise their hand, Dr. Kirkett did not raise his hand.
Did you mean the Joshua in the Old Testament?
Yeah, no, Joshua here.
Oh, I see. Okay.
OK， 我对不起，我刚才以为是他在讲的旧约的约书亚的时候，他在呼召的时候。那刚才 Josh 在带敬拜的时候，有一首歌叫做《耶稣爱我》。那 Josh 那个在问说，爱耶稣的人举手。那 Bob 忘记举手。
I put two hands up
那。那Bill 就帮他举了一只。
One for me and one for Dr. Kirka.
一个为他自己，一个为他。OK。
He was deep in thought and deep in prayer.
他那个时候正在默想与祷告。
Dr. Kirka is married to a beautiful woman named Beverly.
那科卡教授他的非常美丽的妻子叫Beverly.
Beverly.
Yeah, okay.
They have three daughters.
他们有三个女儿。
And he has nine grandchildren.
还有九个孙子孙女。
God spoke to him in the book of Genesis and said, "Populate the earth."
特别是当我们想到创世纪里面讲到说要遍满全地。
I'm here to tell him he's done his part.
那我常常跟他讲说他尽了他的责任。
So, but Bob is a beautiful Christian brother. I've known him for many, many years.
那Bob 是一个很好的基督徒的弟兄，我认识他有很多年。
We studied under the same major professor, Dr. Strauss.
那我们都有一个同一个导师，就是 Strauss 教授。
And Dr. Strauss instilled in both Bob and I and other students to love the Lord our God with our whole heart.
那这个 Strauss 教授呢，在他们两个人生命中有很深的影响，其中一个非常重大的影响就是让他们能够全心全意的爱神。
Our whole mind, our whole strength, our whole being.
就是特别是就是我们教导说尽心尽性尽意爱主你的神。
And we need to remember that when Jesus said, "All authority in heaven and earth is mine," he was also referring to our minds.
当耶稣在福音书里面宣告说天上地下一切的权柄都属于我的时候，他这一切里面包括我们的思想。
It's sometimes hard to worship God with our minds, but we're still called to worship God with our whole mind.
那有些的时候我们发觉说我们敬拜的时候似乎用我们的理念不太容易，但是圣经中却呼召我们也要用理念来敬拜。
The Apostle Paul understood that that was so important that in order to win people to Christ, you had to win back their thinking.
那使徒保罗他明白了这个道理，所以他在给哥林多教会的书信里面讲到说我们要把人的心意夺回。
And coming to Christ before it is an emotional thing, it is first a thinking thing.
那我们来认识主的时候，不仅是一种情感上的认识，也是一种理念认知上的认识。
Bob has a passion for sharing with us, his brothers and sisters in Christ, and teaching us how we can love the Lord our God with our whole mind.
所以那 Bob 教授他就很多年来一直有心中有这么一个的愿望，也是他的认为的一个的呼召和职责，就是能够把这样的信息传讲在各地。
If we are holding back our mind in our worship to God, then we're holding something back from Jesus.
那他信息里面常常的强调，就是也呼召我们，就是来敬拜我们的神，是全心全意的，包括我们的心思意念和情感。
But we're supposed to surrender all.
就像有些诗歌里面唱的说，我们向主降服一切。
even our mind,
即使是我呃包甚至包括我们的思想
even when it may be difficult,
尽管有些时候是非常的困难
because the same Apostle Paul who said win back their thinking, he also said, do not be conformed to the things of this world, but be transformed by the renewal of your mind.
同样这个写要赢回他们一切心意的这个保罗，他也在讲说，我们不要效法这个世界，只要心意更新而变化。
So I'm excited that Dr. Kirka is going to be here tonight. I'm sad that I have to go to Albuquerque.
我一方面今天非常的高兴，科卡教授会在我们当中，但我也难过，说我今天晚上就要离开他去 Albuquerque.
But I do want to welcome my good friend and brother in Christ, whom I love, Dr. Robert Kirka. And you know, heaven is going to be a wonderful place because you're going to be able to introduce me to all of your Christian friends, and I'm going to be able to introduce you to all of my Christian friends.
那我实在是想到将来在天上的时候会有一个很快乐的时光，大家会彼此的介绍我们所认识的基督徒的朋友。
Bob, welcome to Los Alamos and welcome to the Los Alamos Chinese Christian Fellowship.
好，欢迎 Bob 教授。You want to take a seat while let me introduce other people? Okay, good. 那我们今天也有一些新的朋友在我们当中。
Oh, thanks.
要不要他们能够起来自我介绍一下，然后我们也一起，然后他们都站起来，都自我介绍完以后，我们再鼓掌，好不好？要不要从我这边开始好了，雷教授。欢迎
David, set it off for me.
欢迎 OK 这边你们两位要自我介绍一下吗？介绍过了已经 OK OK、这边呢 OK Do we need to introduce all the youthNo? Yes? okay. Well, let me just push up. Okay. 那我们会整个这个周末会有四次的聚会。今天晚上是第一次。那明天早晨九点半开始会有第二次然后明天晚上我们会有晚餐，是五点半就在隔壁那个大的礼堂请大家能够都一起来用餐，是五点半，然后明天晚上有一堂，然后礼拜天早上是九点半开始，我们会有一些问答的时间，然后到十点半以后有一堂第四堂的信息，所以欢迎大家都能够安排时间一起来参加。那我们下面就是请这个科卡教授来跟我们分享。OK, you want to come up?、Yeah.
Thank you very much for the rich privilege it is to be with you here tonight.
我非常的感谢大家今天能够有这么好的一个机会能跟大家在一起。
It has been a pleasure getting to know we over the internet, over the phone, and in person.
我也非常高兴能够认识辉。我们在email 里面或者电话或者是今天能够第一次碰面。Actually, the second time.
Yeah. Okay, yes, in Los Angeles, wasn't it?Yeah, very good. And it's good being with my good friend Bill Redmond again.
我也非常高兴我能够看到我老朋友叫 Bill Redmond.
I speak to you both as a professor and a pastor.
那我今天想跟大家来分享的时候，我是想同时我作为一个神学院的教授，但是同时我以前也是做过牧师。
I was a full-time pastor for 10 years.
我以前做牧会的时候有十年的经验，十年的机会这样。
And I regularly preach and teach at many different churches.
那我也常常有机会在不同的教会传讲信息。
So I am not simply talking as a university professor. I am talking as one who is a pastor.
那我也希望就是说大家不要只把我当成一个神学教授，今天来像上课一样的。但是我也希望就是说我们一起在神里面一起来追求。
We want to talk tonight about win back their thinking.
那今天晚上我跟大家分享的题目是赢回我们的心意。
We live in a world on the brink of war. I do not have to remind people in Los Alamos about the reality of that.
那我们生活在一个世界，其实常常充满了战争。那特别是我们知道说，在老萨拉姆这个城市的成立，就是跟因为跟战争有关。
This community exists because we live in such a perilous world.
那我们现在老萨拉姆继续在这个世界成立，存在，也是因为很多跟战争有关的原因。Bob, can I? Sorry, interrupt. So we actually have handouts so we can.
Oh, okay, very good.
Okay. 对不起，我已经忘全部忘记。我们有
现在发下来的是今天晚上牧师用的这个 slide， 所以大家可以使用，然后如果愿意可以用它写一些 notes， 这样就是做一些笔记。
Okay, I have kept this man very busy, so that's why you have the handout. But we live in a world that is on the brink of war, but I'm here to tell you we've been at war for a much longer period than simply World War II.
那虽然我们印象中常常的战争，比方说像二次世界大战，可能是几十年前的事情，但是其实当我们去读圣经的时候，我们就发觉说我们其实是一直处在一种的战争当中，已经有很长很长的时间。
There has been a guerrilla war going on since the Garden of Eden.
那其实就从伊甸园开始，在我们的生活当中，就是有这些游击非常惨痛的游击战。
And this war is even more dangerous than an atomic war.
那这个战争其实是更大的危险比原子弹的战争更危险。
Because many people in this world don't even realize that we're at war.
为什么这样的战争这么样的危险的一个很重要的原因，就是说处在这种战争中的人都不知道说他们在处在这种战争中。
Don't worry, that's my cell phone. And I should have shut it off.
大家不用担心，这是讲员的这个手机，所以也请大家现在可以借这个机会，就是如果你有手机的话，能够把它放到关掉，或者是放到 vibration 上面，好不好？谢谢。OK.
So remember to shut your cell phones off.
Okay.
Okay. Thank you. This war has been going on since the garden.
I thought I could hide from people in Illinois and they tracked me here.
那讲员是从这个林肯大学是在伊利诺应该是翻译成什么？就是伊利诺伊州。Okay. 在芝加哥的南边OK.
Okay, there we go. Yeah, we've been at war since the Garden of Eden, and Paul recognizes this as he writes these words to the church at Corinth.
所以我们今天读的这段的圣经是使徒保罗写的。那个时候他写给当时在哥林多教会的弟兄姐妹们。他那个时候他就把这样的一个观点就非常清楚的跟教会的弟兄姐妹把它表达出来。
In fact, in 2 Corinthians, Paul's own ministry is being assaulted. assaulted.
那在当时在哥林多教会很多人对保罗所有的教导就已经产生了质疑在抨击他。
He is being accused of speaking boldly when he is with people, but when he's away, he's timid.
那有些人就指责他说，当他站在讲台上传讲神的信息的时候，他非常的大胆，非常的勇敢，但是在私底下他确实好像一个非常胆小的人。
And so he writes these words, and I'm going to read them, and then you read them in Chinese.
Okay.
Okay. For though we live in the world, we do not wage war as the world does. The weapons we fight with are not the weapons of the world. On the contrary, they have divine power to demolish strongholds. We demolish arguments and every pretension that sets itself up against the knowledge of God, and we take captive every thought to make it obedient to Christ.
那在哥林多后书第十章里面第三到五节，保罗这样说到说，我们虽然在血气中行事，但却不凭着血气征战。我们征战的兵器本不是属血气的，乃是在神面前有能力可以攻破坚固的营垒，将各样的计谋、各样阻挡男主人认识神的那些至高之事一概攻破了，又将人所有的心意夺回，使他都顺服基督。
Clearly, Paul believes we are in a spiritual war.
在这里面，保罗特别清楚地讲说，我们是在一种的属灵的征战当中。
And clearly, Paul believes that the Church of Jesus Christ must be battle ready.
那这他里面也特别地讲说，属神的教会必须要预备好打仗。
Well before this community, country, or even the Chinese or American church ever began to exist.
其实当我们想到我们的人类的历史，特别是想到中国的历史，或是美国的历史，还是说是讲到教会的历史。
The Apostle Paul called attention to the battle raging around the people of God.
在这些国家成立之前，在教会成立之前，保罗那个时候就已经提出了这样的宣告。
In the text we have just read, Paul lays out three indispensable insights.
那在刚才我们所读的这段圣经里面，保罗讲了三个非常重要的洞察力和见识。
That make it possible for this congregation to faithfully serve our purpose, for our Lord Jesus Christ and His kingdom.
那这三个的洞察力是成为每一个教会要想真正来认识神和跟随神里面都非至关重要的三个方面。
The first insight is to recognize that we are at war.
第一个非常重要的见识和洞察力就是说，我们是处在征战中的。
For the thinking of men, women, and children.
那这个征战是围绕着人的心思意念思想。
This is the war that Bill Redman was referring to.
那这里面刚才这个 Bill 在介绍 Bob 教授的时候，他就提到这样一个征战。
It is a battle for the mind. It is a battle for our thinking.
这是围绕着人的心思意念的战争。
It has been a war that has been going on since the Garden of Eden, when Satan first got Adam and Eve to sin.
那这个你去看圣经的话，你就知道说这样的征战其实从人类一开始在伊甸园的时候，当撒旦诱惑亚当夏娃的时候就开始了。
And you understand that Satan's temptation was to change the way that Adam and Eve would look at the world.
那你去读创世纪那段，你就非常清楚地看到撒旦他最重要的一个计谋，就是要改变亚当和夏娃是怎么样看他周遭的世界的。
They were created by God to take care of God's creation and obey Him.
创世里面记载说，亚当夏娃被神所创造是为了能够管理自然。
Satan basically called upon them to become gods themselves.
但是撒旦对他们讲的意思就是说，他们自己也可以成为神。
And that war has been going on in humanity from the beginning.
所以从那个时候，整个人类历史的开始，这么一个的征战就开始了。
Where Satan sometimes very quietly is calling upon even Christian people to be gods themselves.
那其实撒旦有些时候非常狡猾，也非常细细 细致的，就甚至包括对基督徒也在说，其实你可以成为神。
He is not calling you to be an atheist. He is calling you to have two gods.
啊，他并不是叫你成为一个无神的人，他叫你让你成为一个有两个神的人。
The one Lord and yourself.
啊，一方面我们口里在喊主，但另一方面把我们自己也当成神。
And this is called dualism.
那这就是我们在哲学里面讲的这个二元论。
Dualism is Satan's most subtle scheme.
那二元论是撒旦在用在人身上的一个最狡猾的一个伎俩。
This scheme tells you that some of your life belongs to God and some of your life belongs to you.
啊，那这里面它最重要的伎俩就是说，你的整个一生里面有一部分是属于神，另外一部分是属于你自己。
And if you believe that, all of your life belongs to Satan.
啊，你如果你是这么样也相信的话，那其实你所有的一生都属于神，属于魔鬼了。
This war is played out in our homes.
那这个战争是在我们的家庭里面出现。
It's played out.At our work, at our schools,
在我们的工作的岗位，在我们的学校。
It's played out in how we spend our money,
看着在我们如何花我们的钱财上。
It's played out on the things that we value,
也在我们所珍惜的事情上。
Where Satan is saying some things can go to God, but other things keep for yourself.
所以撒旦一直对我们说，有些事情可以在神那边，有些事情你属于你自己。
This is a call to divide our allegiance and compartmentalize our lives.
那他这样的一个伎俩就是让我们把我们的忠诚分成两部分，然后把我们的整个的生活也把它分割成各个部分。
This is a war that C.S. Lewis talked about in his Screwtape Letters.
那这样一个属灵的征战，有个很有名的小说家叫鲁伊斯，应该翻译成 C.S. Lewis， 就在他的一个小说里面就非常清晰的把它描述了。
Can you?
Okay, it's not responding.
Yeah, I see the slide.
Okay, you want to just read it?
I'll just read it.
Okay.
Can give the translation.
Are you familiar with the book, The Screwtape Letters?
大家对有一本书叫做《地狱来鸿》这本书是不是熟悉
？Have you heard the name C.S. Lewis?
你们有没有听说过
？I'm sure from your preacher. C.S. Lewis was a great Christian leader in the 1950s and 60s.
那这个C.S. Lewis 鲁伊斯是在一九应该是二十世纪初是吧
？And a great
是一个很有名的一个小说家，
yeah. Yeah.
也是一个基督徒学者。
A great writer. Many of you have seen the movie The Lion, the Witch, and the Wardrobe. That was his book.
那他是一个很有名的一个文学家，一个小说家，他很有名的一个小说就被拍成电影，就是。I don't know the Chinese translation. 就是 lion. 大一点声。
Good. Well, he wrote a book called The Screwtape Letters about an imaginary discussion between a senior demon and his younger nephew demon.
那他有这个《地狱来鸿》这个小说非常的有意思，他就是说，他是记载呢，就是这《地狱来鸿》基本上就是几十封信，那这几封信呢是由一个大魔鬼头写给他的一个徒弟小魔鬼头中文应该是翻译成大狼头写给蠢虫。
It is a series of letters, though they are imaginary, they could be very real.
那这本小说实际上就是一个就是几十封信把它写成，那当然这些都是虚构的想象的，但其实它里面所涉及的内容其实非常的真实。
And one of the older demons' arguments is that you get Christian people to not think about their faith.
那其中有一封信，其实就是第一封信这个老鬼头就是大狼头写给蠢虫的信里面，他的一个非常重要的观点就教导他应该怎么使得基督徒不去思考问题。
You convince them not to ask questions about what they see or hear, but just experience what comes.
那他们其中一个所他教导这个 小蠢虫要做的事情呢，就是希望基督迫使基督徒能够不去思考，只是去经历。
Trust your feelings would be the words of advice from the senior demon.
那他给他的一个很重要的建议就是说，他希望基督徒们只去凭着感受行事，而不去认真的思考。
And we have had great feelings and emotions in Jesus, haven't we?
那很多的时候我们想到我们的信仰的时候，我们的确在很多情感上面有很多的经历。
But the devil can bring good feelings too.
那其实我们要小心的就是说，恶者有些时候也能把很好的感受带到我们的生活里面来。
And if Christian people are not asking where these are coming from, he can deceive us.
那基督徒们，当我们不仔细思考说我这样的感受和情感是来源是从哪里的时候，我们有可能会受骗上当。
Let me read this excerpt from the Screwtape Letters. The trouble about argument is that it moves the whole struggle onto the enemy's own ground. He does not want you to think about things. By the very act of arguing, you can awake the patient's reason. And once it is awake, who can foresee the result? Even if a particular train of thought can be twisted so as to end in our favor, you will find that you have been strengthening in your patient the fatal habit of attending to universal issues and withdrawing his attention from the stream of immediate experiences. Your business is to fix his attention on the stream. Teach him to call it real life and don't let him ask what is meant by real.
OK, 这一段稍微有点不太容易理解，我也读了好几遍。OK, 大家就是说大家要站在一个老魔鬼的这个角色，然后就是一心想着说怎么样能够蒙蔽人，所以用这种心态来读这段话，你就大概可以理解这老魔鬼在教小魔鬼的时候要教些什么内容。OK, 他就是说是他的意思就是说呢，千万不要让基督徒们去有思考，也不去讲什么道理，因为一讲起道理呢，你就把那个痞子，这个痞子就是基督徒。OK, 他就说你会把那个基督徒的理性就给唤醒了。那一旦他的理性被挑起来，结果我们就不知道下一步会发生什么事情了。就结果谁能知道下面会发生什么事情呢？纵使可以把他从某一种特路的思路给转过来的时候呢，合乎我们的胃口，就合乎魔鬼的胃口。你会发现理性的活动使他建立起足以置我们于死地的思维习惯。就说一旦基督徒的理性被唤起，开始思考这样的话呢，他就觉得不能控制之后呢，他有些时候。后的产生思考所产生的结果呢，就会使魔鬼被置于死地，所以从此呢，他就是基督徒会把注意力从眼前感官的经验所触发的意识形态撤离，进而关切普遍性的论题，所以老魔鬼就在吩咐小魔鬼说呢，你的任务呢就是促使他把注意力集中在意识流里面呢，然后教导他美其名为的真实人生，不过呢，千万不要让他真的去明白什么是真实。
The whole point of Satan's attack is to get Christian people not to use their minds.
那这里面总结起来讲的话呢，这个老魔鬼的最重要的建议就是说，使尽一切办法使得基督徒不去思考。
Because when we simply rely on our experience, he can deceive us.
那如果我们是完全的只是凭着感性和经验的话呢，他就可以借着这种的感受来欺骗我们。
If we are not grounded in the word of God, we can be easily led astray.
当我们不是建立在神的话语的基础上的时候，我们常常会走偏路。
And if we don't realize there is a war going on for our minds and for our hearts, he can seduce the church.
特别是当我们不认识到说，在我们的周围有这个非常的激烈的征战正在进行的时候，我们常常就被蒙蔽了。
The Bible clearly tells us that Jesus has defeated Satan.
那圣经中清楚地告诉我们说，耶稣是战胜了撒旦的。
And the end of the Bible, we see Satan and his followers destroyed.
那在启示录里面，我们看到说，撒旦和他的跟随者都被毁灭。
But he has not surrendered yet.
但是我们现在的这个日子里面, 他还没有投降。
Now, there is no way he can win, but he is not going to tell you that.
那虽然他清楚地知道说他不可能赢的, 但是他绝不会把这样的真理告诉你。
He is going to fight you with every bit of his strength.
所以在他垂死挣扎的过程里面, 他用尽他一切的可能来把我们拖下水。
But be very careful. This is not fighting you so much with military power.
那在这里面我们讲到征战的时候, 有一点要我们非常注意的, 这不是一种的好像军事的征战。
We are looking for people who might overpower us with their strength or their brute power.
那我们讲到军事征战的时候, 我们所想象的可能是非常强有孔武有力的人, 或者是, 武器来打我们。
But if we go back to the Garden of Eden, we see how the devil plays.
但是我们去读伊甸园的时候, 我们就发觉, 创世纪里面伊甸园的时候, 我们就发觉说, 这不是魔鬼用的征战的方法。
From the very beginning, he's wanted people of divided allegiance.
所以从最一开始, 他最希望人做的就是我们对, 有两个不同的忠诚。
And if you claim to follow Jesus, but you don't give Jesus every thought of your life, you're a bad witness.
那我们虽然一方面我们觉得说我们对耶稣是, 基督是忠诚的, 但是与此同时我们生活中有相当一部分不在耶稣的掌管底下, 那我们其实是上当了。
Satan loves no more than to have Christian people talk about Jesus but not live like they love Jesus.
那, 撒旦最希望看到的就是说基督徒嘴里在讲, 送耶稣基督为主, 但是他们的生活里面却丝毫不体现以基督为主的生活。
He wants the Christian businessman to give lip service to Jesus, but treat his employees in a mean-spirited, immoral way.
比方说他希望这个基督徒的商人, 口里会说尊耶稣基督为主, 但是在实际商场操作的时候, 用一些非常恶毒的手段对待他的员工。
So the first thing that Paul wants us to recognize is we are in a war.
所以我刚才讲的第一点的总结, 就是使徒保罗让我们能够认识到说我们是在一个, 战争中。
And it's a subtle war. It's for your minds. It's for your hearts. It's for your families.
那这个战争有些时候非常不容易察觉, 它为了是征战我们人的心思意念。
But if we are in a war, secondly, Paul tells us, we need to fight this war with the kind of weapons that fit this war. They're unconventional weapons.
那因为这个战争的特别性, 所以说, 保罗在, 在这一段圣经里面, 第二点强调, 向我们强调的就是说, 我们在打这场战争的时候不能用常规武器。
How do people in our world fight wars? Well, oftentimes we think of military power.
当我们想到战争的时候, 在我们现代的社会, 我们想到的就是军队的力量。
And you know the history of the Chinese church. That was very much Mao's power, wasn't it?
Chinese church?
Yeah, in the history of China, Mao used military power.
Okay.
Yeah.
那我们想到, 这个中国的这个, 解放的过程里面, 我们就想到毛泽东那个时候带领共产党打下中国所用的武力。
But he also used falsehood, intimidation, lies. Those who were opposing the Chinese people in the church. Chinese communist leaders.
OK，sorry，哦，所以对不起，我这个刚才没有理解。所以那我想他刚才讲的意思，讲员讲的意思就是说，我们在看这个在中国的教会的一些发展史里面，有些时候受到政府的控制的这里面，也是很多的时候遭受了欺骗，遭受了欺压这样。
And yet, did that stop the church from growing in China?
但是所有这一切的欺压、压迫，是不是阻止了整个教会的发展呢？
Not at all. The Chinese church is the greatest movement since Pentecost.
那其实我们现在看完全不是这样，而且不但如此，我们看到说这个神在中国教会里面的作为，很多基督教的领袖们都认为是，自从五旬节以来圣灵降临的那个之后啊。
圣灵最大的工作的一个体现。
In the history of the church, nearly 60 million Christians have given their blood for the gospel.
在整个基督教的教会历史里面
Thank you, Jonathan.
And yet the church exists and evil governments do not.
在整个教会的历史里面大概有6000万的基督徒为信仰献身。虽然是这么样的惨痛，但是教会却蓬勃的发展，而恶的政府却不断的灭亡。
These are the weapons of Satan.
那我们想到这些恶毒的武器的时候，就是来自于撒旦的武器。
And obviously we do not advance the cause of Christ by using weapons like that.
所以当我们想到我们要发展神国的时候，我们不可能是用这样的武器来发展神国的。
Christian people should not spread falsehood. Christian people should not be unfair in business. Christian people should be good citizens.
那基督徒不应该就是用虚假欺骗来生活，也不能用欺诈来生活。
Christian people should do work of the highest quality because it honors Jesus.
那基督徒也应当在我们做工作里面要做出最好质量的东西来，才把荣耀归给神。
Do you remember where the Apostle Paul says, "Put on the armor of God"?
大家还记得也是使徒保罗讲到说要穿上全副的属灵军装。
In the book of Ephesians, chapter 6,
在以弗所书第六章。
What are those pieces of armor that he talks about? Are they military weapons? Are they words of intimidation or bribery?
他在里面所讲到的是拿到的所谓的枪和刀吗？还是说用的一些的威吓的语言，或者是贿赂的事情呢？
No, it's the word of the Lord, the word of truth, and the love of Christ.
完全不是这样，他在里面讲到是说是神的话，是神的爱。
It is integrity and righteousness.
是正直。是正义。
And that is how Christian people fight the war.
那基督徒的武器是这些来征战，用这些武器来征战。
Do you know why Christianity was not stamped out by the Roman Empire in its early days?
大家是不是还记得在早年的时候，基督教为什么没有被对罗马政府来消灭掉？
Christian people did not have any political, economic, or military power whatsoever.
那个时候的基督徒，他们完全没有政治的、经济的或者军事的力量。
But in 300 years, the Roman Empire was transformed by Christian principles.
但是在300年的期间，整个罗马帝国被基督教的精神所改变。
Because Christian people fought the empire with the weapons of the Spirit.
那就正是因为当时基督徒用这个圣灵的能力这样来做武器，来跟当时来征战。
They took every thought captive to Christ.
他们把所有的心意都归给神。
They treated each other and other people with respect and kindness.
他们彼此的尊重，彼此的友善。
They gave medicine to those who were sick.
他们生病的人，他们就去给他们治病。
They cared for widows and orphans.
他们非常关心寡妇和孤儿的需要。
They stood up for the truth that Jesus is Lord.
他们捍卫真理，就特别是耶稣基督是主的真理。
And their opposition died, and the church lived.
那逐渐的，他反对他们的力量就越来越薄弱，教会就扎根下来。
Does that not sound like the story of the Chinese church in mainland China?
所以我们当我们回头看这个早期教会的历史的时候，是不是跟在近代教会在中国这样的历史是不是非常的类似呢？
The church was persecuted, and yet the church lives and grows.
在中国的教会是遭受各样的逼迫，但是它却一直不断的在成长。
Because people fought with the weapons of Jesus.
这是因为在中国的教会的弟兄姐妹，他们是用神的武器在征战。
the weapons of the word, the weapons of prayer, the weapons of the spirit.
这样的武器就包括神的道，我们的祷告和圣灵的能力。
And they refuse to surrender their minds and hearts.
他们拒绝把他们的心思意念和他们的心把它投降。
But here is a problem today.
但是在我们当今社会却存在一个问题。
Much like what happened in the early church.
就像当年的早期的教会也出现这个问题。
When we are not openly persecuted, it is easy to be dualistic.
那当我们反而没有受逼迫的时候，我们就二元论就进入到我们的心思意念当中。
It is easy to give Jesus one part of our life and give ourselves the other.
那越来越我们容易的就是说，我们把某一部分交给神，另外一部分我们自己留着。
That's why we must fight this war with spiritual weapons.
这是为什么说我们在这样的征战中，我们必须要用属灵的武器。
The armor of God, truth and character.
这里面讲到属神的这个军装里面就讲到真理和属神的本性。
People who stand up for truth.
那些能够为真理捍卫真理而站起来的人。
People who will boldly expose the lies of Satan.
那些愿意勇敢的把这个撒旦的欺骗把它显明出来的人。
People who will love their neighbors as themselves.
那些爱邻舍如己的人。
But this takes hard work.
但是这是需要极大的努力。
Because as I said, we are in a spiritual war and the enemy is...wanting us to follow him.
为什么要用极大努力？是因为这样的征战实在是非常的剧烈。
Because even though we may live in a country where Christianity is legal,
虽然我们好像生活在美国，那在美国在基督教是合法的。
The forces out there are not Christian.
但是我们在外面所听到的各样的言论，其实不属于基督教。
That's why we have to be very vigilant about this battle.
所以我们要非常的小心。
Thirdly, we need to realize that this war we're in has a goal.
第三点保罗在这段圣经里面所强调的说，这个战争有个终极的目标。
If we're in a war and we're called to fight this war, what is the objective of the war?
当我们想到战争的时候，那我特别是我们在参与这个战争的时候，我们常常会问这个问题：这个战争最终的目的是什么？
Many Christians simply think that the goal of this war is to be personally holy.
那很多的基督徒他们一个很重要的观念说，这场战争的最终的目的是我自己要成圣。
And personal holiness is very important.
的确，我们每个人自己成圣是非常重要的一个方面。
The Lord wants men and women who will read the Bible, who will pray, who will live Christian lives in their homes and in their business.
神的确希望每一个属他的子民对神的话语认真祷告，而且在社区中活出基督的样式出来。
But the Lord has a much bigger objective.
但其实神在这个战争中有个更大的目标。
The Bible begins with the words, "In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth."
圣经一开始的时候说起初神造天地。
That great verse in the Gospel of John says, "For God so loved the world."
在约翰福音三章十六节里面说神爱世人。
And the last book of the Bible, the book of Revelation, shows every tribe, tongue, and nation around the throne of the Lamb.
在启示录里面记载说当时的人会从各族各方各民聚集在一起。
God created a world and every human culture to worship Him.
那神造了一个人，那不管是我们什么样的种族、什么样的文化、什么样的社会，这些人都是要来敬拜他的。
And in Christ, each one of us has been brought back to Him.
在基督里面，我们每一个人都被带回来与他和好。
But our Lord wants His entire creation.
但是神的目标却是他所创造的每一个人。
And so as we fight this war to bring our thinking back to Christ, we are called to bring creation back to Christ.
所以当我们在进行这场属灵征战的时候，我们最终的目标是要把神的整个的创造都归在神的名下。
Everything belongs to our Lord.
每一件事情都属于我们的神。
Every place we go belongs to our Lord.
每一个我们去的地方也属于神。
We do not simply worship Christ in a private Bible study or a church meeting.
我们不仅是在一个似乎一个比较隐蔽的私人的一个地方来啊、来敬拜神，来学习神的话。
Our worship is seen in everything we do.
那我们敬拜神的体现，其实在我们生活的各个方面，所有我们做的事情。
People outside the church should see that Christian people have different values and different goals.
那在啊、教会外的人应该看到基督徒有一个不同的道德的标准和操守。
That Jesus is Lord of their lives and He is Lord of the entire world.
那从此体现说基督是我们每一个人的主，也是他所有创造物的主。
The Bible tells us a story that begins with creation.
那圣经中告诉我们一个真理，就是我们从创造开始。
That's Genesis 1 and 2.
创世纪第一、第二章。
In Genesis 3, we're told what goes wrong in this world.
在创世纪第三章里面，告诉我们说，发生了什么问题。
We call this sin or the fall of human beings.
我们常常称那一章是人的罪，或者是人的堕落。
But in Genesis 3, God promises that a Redeemer is coming.
但是在第三章同时，神也应许说会有一个救赎主来。
And that Redeemer will put back together the entire broken world.
那这个救赎主他会把整个的这个破碎，这个毁坏，要把它重新修补好，把它重新放好。
Keep in mind when people sin, there are other effects of sin besides, rebellion against God.
那我们讲到人犯罪的时候，我们要注意到讲到人的犯罪不仅是一个违背神。
It also affects relationships with other people.
那人的犯罪也影响人与人之间的关系。
It affects us psychologically.
影响我们的心理。
And Genesis 3 tells us creation or nature was affected by sin.
那创世纪第三章里面讲到说神的整个的创造啊，包括自然也被罪所影响。
And God tells the serpent that his son is coming to restore all things.
那在创世纪里面第三章里面神对蛇讲说神的后裔必来重新建造这个世界。
And think about the ministry of Jesus in the Gospels.
所以我们来想说在福音书里面记载的耶稣的作为。
What is he doing? What is he saying?
他在说什么？他在做什么？
He forgives our sin.
他赦免我们的罪。
But he feeds the hungry.
他同时也喂这些饥饿的人。
He restores sight to the blind.
让瞎子都看见。
He casts out the demons.
他赶出污鬼出来。
He raises the dead.
他是使人复活。
He is speaking and living out the fact that God is making all things new.
他所说的、所做的，就是把神的这个新的创造放在人的当中。
He is bringing every thought captive to God.
他要把人的整个心思意念拉回来，转回神。
And that's what he calls his followers to do.
他也呼召他的跟随者来做这样的事情。
Read the book of Acts, the story of the earliest Christians.
当我们去读《使徒行传》里面记载说早期的基督徒们所做的事情。
What do we see them saying and doing?
我们看到他们说什么做什么。
They proclaim that Jesus Christ has come, died and been raised for the forgiveness of sin.
他们宣告说，救世主耶稣基督已经来了，为我们的罪死在十字架上，但也复活了，而且升天。
But they share their possessions with each other.
但与此同时，他们也把他们所拥有的财产，彼此共用。
They care for the hurting.
他们也为着有需要的人来供应。
They confront the demonic in the name of Jesus.
他也在污鬼的力量面前，他们奉耶稣基督的名赶出这些污鬼出来。
They begin to change the whole social and political and economic structure of the world.
他们这些的作为开始改变了整个的当时的社会文化跟这个经济的结构。
Not by force, but how they live.
不是靠着某种武力，而是靠他们如何生活。
Because they've come to realize Jesus owns everything about them.
那因为在他们的观念中有个很深的观念，就是说耶稣基督是这一切的掌权者。
And Jesus owns their world and has commanded them to take back the world to Christ.
那这个世界是属于神的，他神也呼召他们要把这样的神夺回来归属于神。
Now again, be very careful that we don't think that fighting that war is done with human weapons.
那我再次的想强调，就是说我们在做这样的征战的时候，不是用人的武器。
It is truth, it is love, it is mercy that brings the power of Christ.
这个武器是真理，是爱，是怜悯，才能够把人带回到基督面前。
And that is seen in every sphere of our lives.
那这个其实在我们生活的每一个层面都看到这样的真理。
That means that every one of us is an ambassador for Christ.
这也就表明说我们在座的每一位都是神的使者。
We are a missionary wherever God has placed us.
我们不管我们处在什么样的地方，什么时候都是神的使者。
Because in our words and actions, we are telling those around us, this belongs to Jesus.
那我们借着我们的言语，借着我们的行为，告诉周围的人说 我所拥有的一切属于神。
And one day every knee will bow and every tongue confess him as Lord.
有一天万膝要跪拜，万口要称颂耶稣基督为主。
We know the end of the story, that's not in doubt.
那我们知道借着神借着启示录已经告诉我们将来的世界会怎么样，我们从来不怀疑那个部分。
The only question is, will we at this hour be faithful?
但真正对我们重要的问题是说，在现在这个时候，我们是不是对神忠诚？
Jesus wants people who see the world.
神希望我们每一个人来看世界的时候，
and realize that the world belongs to him.
能够认识到说世界是属于他的。
And they fight this war and move towards this objective with spiritual weapons.
那我们在这样的征战里面，我们用着神所赐给我们的属灵的军装和武器。
Acutely aware that Satan is trying to stop them at every juncture.
而且非常清楚地知道说魔鬼会用各样的方法来阻止我们。
You are familiar with what is called the Lord's Prayer.
我想我们大家都非常的对主祷文非常的熟悉。
Have you ever thought of how that is such a radical prayer?
大家是不是有考虑过说为什么这个主祷文这么样的有名？
That's a warrior's prayer.
那样的祷告其实是一个勇士的祷告。
That prayer has six petitions.
那个祷告里面有六个请求。
It begins with the words, Our Father who is in heaven.
这个祷告的开始说我们在天上的父。
That's a recognition that our God is the God of everyone.
这句话就体现说父神是所有创造物的父。
It's a recognition that those through Jesus know him as Father.
而且这里面也是承认说所有认识神的人都称他为父神。
And it also carries the idea that if we can think of those who don't know him as father, we have a job to do.
那同时也提醒我们说当还有我们有认识朋友还没有认识神的时候我们有这样的一个责任去告诉他们说他们在天上有位父。
Remember the first three petitions of the Lord's Prayer?
大家还记不记得主祷文里面头三个请求？
Are they petitions that say, "Give me, Lord, the things I want"?
是不是这请求里面是说把我所想要的东西给我？
That's what I'm talking about when I talk about dualism.
所以当我们想到二元论的时候，这就是二元论一个重要的体现。
Dualism says, "I want to worship you, Lord, but give me what I want."
那二元论的最典型的体现就是说，一方面我们说我们想敬拜你，另一方面一转身我们就说我把我需要的给我，把我想要的给我。
But the prayer of those who give the Lord all of their minds and hearts,
但是当我们愿意把我们的所有的心思意念都归给神的时候，我们会发出什么样的祷告呢？
Is a prayer that says, God, may your name be hallowed.
那就像这主祷文里面讲的说，愿人都尊你的名为圣。
Our major obsession is that the world knows our God the way he ought to be known.
所以我们心中最大的愿望是说，整个世界都明白说，这个世界是神的名被尊为圣。
That's taking every thought captive.
这个就是说，我们把我们所有的思想都归给神。
That prayer is about his kingdom and his will being done on this earth.
那个祷告是关于神的国，关于他的旨意行在地上。
And when Christian people pray this prayer, Satan flees.
所以当基督徒这样的祷告的时候，魔鬼就非常的惧怕。
Oh, I'm not talking about merely repeating the words of this prayer.
我在这里面所讲的祷告，不是说只是把这个词拿来练一练。
But understanding the battle strategy of this prayer.
而是说，当我们明白了这个属灵征战的真实意义的时候，我们来这样的祷告。
Because this prayer is saying, Lord, we are bringing our thinking back to you.
因为当我们真心的、诚意的用这样的祷告的时候，我们是说，我们把我们的整个的心思意念归于神。
And think about the latter three petitions of the Lord's prayer.
那在后面的三个的请求是什么呢？
What are they? Give us this day our daily bread.
我们日用的饮食，今日赐给我们。
Did you notice the pronoun our?
大家有没有注意到这里面有一个代词我们？谢谢。
That's a prayer not only for our needs, my needs, but the world's needs.
这里面当我们用我们这个词的时候，注意看，不是说是只是在讲我自己，而是在讲说整个世界的需要。
That's a prayer that's a petition that is helping us recognize Jesus cares for the whole world.
那这样，当我们用这样的言语来思想来表达的时候，就讲到说神是供应了这所有世界的一切。
And as we pray for the world's needs, we are saying, "Here I am, Lord. Let me share."
所以，当我们认识到这个世界的需要的时候，同时我们也向神表达说：“我主啊，我站在这里，让我能够成为被你所使用，能够与他人分享的一个人。”
The fifth petition is a prayer for forgiveness.
第五个的请求是关于饶恕的请求。
Because we have all been forgiven much.
因为圣经中告诉我们说，我们被神所饶恕了。
The Christian people fight their war against Satan by being forgiving people, not vengeful.
所以我们在这样做这样属灵征战的时候，一个最重要的武器就是饶恕，而不是恶毒。
And yet, sadly, in the history of the church, Christian people can be very unforgiving.
但是很可悲的是，在整个教会的历史里面，基督徒有些时候非常的不饶恕。
And that is falling right into the trap of Satan.
那我们就完全的陷在魔鬼的陷阱当中。
And the final petition is what?
第六个请求是什么呢？
Deliver us from the evil one.
救我们脱离凶恶，就是说救你，或者是翻译成救我们脱离恶者。
Jesus was acutely aware that Satan.Would be there to try to trip us up.
这句话就非常清楚地体现神非常清楚地知道恶者撒旦一直在我们的身边，要把我们绊倒。
To give some of our lives to God and keep some of our lives really for Him.
就像我们讲到的，就是说把某一些东西交给神，另外一些东西虽然表面上说起来留给我们自己，实际上就留给了魔鬼。
The Lord's Prayer is about bringing every thought captive to Christ.
所以当我们想到主导文的时候，其实是神教导我们说要把我们所有的一切都归在神的底下。
It is a prayer about biblical worldview.
这个祷告是一个关于圣经世界观的一个祷告。
It is a prayer that advances the kingdom of God.
这是一个愿神的国不断的往扩展的一个祷告。
This evening we begin a weekend in spiritual training.
那这个整个这个周末从今天晚上开始，我们可以把它当成一个密集的培训。
Our Christian mission is not simply to be better in our individual prayer and Bible study.
我想再强调，我们基督徒的整个的生活的目标，不能仅仅只是说我个人在我们的读经和的祷告生活里面变得更好。
Our Christian commission is to win back the thoughts of every man, woman, and child in this world.
神赋予每一个基督徒的使命，包括要在这个世界里面使所有的神的受造物都归给神。
And the way we begin to do this is to recognize this commission.
那我们要想认领这样的一个的使命，之前我们必须要认识到这个使命。
To recognize that we are in a war.
这个认识这个使命的其中重要的一步就是认识到。说我们是处在这样的征战当中。
A war where Satan wants us to keep part of our lives for God and part for ourselves.
这个战争的一个很重要的体现就是恶者让我们说把一部分给神，另一部分留给自己。
A war that Satan would like for us to fight on his terms.
那在这样的征战里面，恶者也是希望说我们是按照他的方法来打仗。
To use his weapons of deceit. of power, of intimidation.
他在引诱我们用一些这种欺骗，用这一种强逼这样的武器来打这样的仗。
To become mean and push our way through society.
是变得非常的恶毒，非常的凶暴，来在我们的社会的生活里面。
Much like Mao got his way in China.
那很多的时候就像毛主席当初所行。
Satan wants his church to be like that.
那神也希望这个恶者也希望说教会也用这样的方式来操作。
But we are called to bring our thinking to Christ.
但是神借着圣经在呼召我们，要把我们的整个心思意念夺回来。
And that is the goal of the war.
那个是我们整个征战的目标。
We will not be content until we see every knee bow before our Lord Jesus.
我们实在是不能够心满意足，直到有一天，万膝都要跪拜。
And we will not see that day, of course, until Jesus returns.
当然我们是只有当主再来的那一天，我们才能够看到这样的情形。
That's why the church is always growing.
这是为什么教会为什么一直在增长。
And that's why the church is praying, "Come, Lord Jesus."
这是为什么教会也是长久的在祷告说主啊，你快来。
He has given us an awesome task.
神给了我们一个非常重要的一个工作。
But he has given us his word and his spirit.
他也同时给了我们他的话语和他的圣灵。
And this week we're going to try to sharpen ourselves up to be better instruments of the Lord.
那这个周末我希望借着这一系列的聚会，然后能够让我们能够更警觉，能够更健壮。
So that in your homes, in your schools, in your businesses.
所以不管是在你的家里面，在你的学校里面，还是在你工作岗位，
the worship of Jesus Christ will be declared.
那敬拜神的生活被体现出来。
Not because you're carrying a Bible around.
这并不是说因为你手里总是拿着一本圣经。
But because of the way you live, you speak, and you act.People will know that Jesus is Lord.
更是通过你的话语跟言行来体现出耶稣基督是你的主。
May I pray for you?
我能不能为大家祷告？
Our Father, help us all to recognize the war around us.
天父帮助我们来认明说在我们周遭所发生的这一切的征战。
Help us realize that this war is primarily for our thinking.
让我们认识到这样的征战，最主要的战场是我们的心思意念。
And as we think, so we act.
当我们思考了之后，我们常常顺着我们的想法就去做了。
May we bring every thought captive to Christ.
我们真是情愿我们的整个的心思意念都被你夺回。
In every sphere of life,
在我生活的每一个层面，
so that Jesus' lordship will be declared here and around the world.
以至于说，主的名，不仅在这里，也在整个全世界被传扬。
May you bless us this weekend in this endeavor.
我们求你来祝福我们在整个这周末的这些聚会。
May people in this community know we have been in your presence.
也让我们周遭的人认识到说神与我们同在。
Not necessarily because they've come to our meeting.
不仅是因为他们到了我们的聚会的当中。
But because we've gone to them.
而是因为我们能够走出去到他们当中。
In the name of Jesus we pray, Amen.
奉主耶稣基督的名祷告， Amen. OK.
Yes, we can do that. Yes. If we want to take a few minutes for some questions, if you have some questions, we'll do a little question and answer.
You want to do that?
Okay. Yeah, we could do that.
那我们还有一点的时间，牧师是说，如果大家愿意有一些问答的时间的话，我们也可以也可以做。Okay. 大家如果有什么问题可以
they're tired.
You're tired. Okay. Okay. 那另外一个可能就是说是待会儿我们今天是不是还有茶点是吧？
没有。
今天没有茶点 okay. Okay. 那就是啊，
明天吃。
明天吃 ，OK。大家留着肚子，明天吃茶点 ，OK。那这个所以大家如果Cookie 冒出来了 ，OK， 还是可以吃。所以啊，大家如果就是有兴趣继续留下来，也可以跟讲员有一些的交流，有一些的问答 ，OK。如果没有什么要提问的话 ，OK， 那我们今天晚上聚会到这里，明天是9:30早晨，然后大家有兴趣的话可以留下来，我们有一些交流。好，愿神祝福大家。
星期天下午，如果有人要去 Albuquerque 的话，我们需要一个 ride。如果有人要去 Albuquerque， 星期天，如果有人要去 Albuquerque， 我们需要一个 ride。